From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. NATO says two of its non-combat coalition soldiers were killed today in southern Afghanistan when a pair of individuals wearing local forces uniforms opened fire at a military compound. A statement from the International Resolute Support Mission in Kabul said its members returned fire and killed the attackers. The statement said Afghan and coalition officials are launching an investigation but gave no other details and did not reveal the nationalities of the dead. The NATO-led non-combat mission consists of around 13,000 soldiers training Afghan national forces since January 2015. Also today, the Associated Press cites Romania's defense ministry as saying two of its soldiers were killed and a third injured while training Afghan forces near Kandahar. A 72-hour ceasefire extension in Aleppo, Syria is in effect, providing breathing space for residents in the battleground city. Displaced families have returned home, schools reopened, and vendors resumed some activities as the truce went into effect. The city had seen days of heavy fighting that killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The United States welcomed the extension of the cessation of hostilities, but continues to seek broader results. Authorities in Turkey have detained two more people in connection with Friday's attack on a leading journalist hours before he was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison. According to Turkish media, two friends of the gunman who fired at Can Dündar, an editor-in-chief of an opposition paper, were detained for questioning. Dündar was unharmed but sentenced to 5 years and 10 months. The paper's Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, was sentenced to 5 years. Both were found guilty of revealing state secrets relating to their reporting on allegations of government arms smuggling to Syria. This is VOA.